here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 3rd of May, 2011, the birthday of Niccolo Machiavelli, Florence, 1469, whose name in the word Machiavellian has come to stand for the book's central theme, namely the ends justify the means. The book was his political how-to manual, The Prince, written 1513, which many philosophers read as a satire, not as a serious treatise. It's the birthday of the playwright of the Midwest, William Inge, born 1913, Independence, Kansas. William Inge said, "People who grow up in small towns get to know each other so much more closely than they do in cities." He was a drama critic in St. Louis. He met Tennessee Williams, and that inspired William Inge to write plays. Come Back, Little Sheba, Picnic, Bus Stop, The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, all of them made into movies, and then his screenplay, Splendor in the Grass. He killed himself the year before the movie came out, convinced that he could no longer write. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Yehuda Amichai, born in Würzburg, Germany, 1924, moved to Palestine, 1936, became an Israeli citizen, one of the first poets to write in colloquial Hebrew. He said, "I'd been raised in a very Orthodox home, and the language of the prayers in the Bible were part of my natural language. Meanwhile, the modern Hebrew language was an everyday language, after having been a language of prayers and synagogue for 2,000 years. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist May Sarton, born in Vondelgem, Belgium, 1912, came to this country as a child, thought she would go into the theater, and then a series of her sonnets was published in Poetry Magazine in 1930, and she decided to become a writer. Also a memoirist, her memoir Journal of a Solitude came out in 1973. She had a stroke in 1990. She couldn't write anymore, but she produced three more journals and a volume of verse by dictating them into a tape recorder. Here's a poem for today by William Matthews entitled Oxymorons. Summer school and jumbo shrimp, of course, friendly fire, famous poet, common sense, and until very recently, safe sex, blind date, sure thing, amicable divorce. Also, there's loyal opposition, social security, deliberate speed. How about dysfunctional family? Eyes blackened, hearts crushed, the damn thing functions. Some things we say should coat our tongues with ash. Drug-free school zone. No way, it's our money our children toke, snort, and shoot up while we vote against higher property taxes. Want a one-word oxymoron? Prepay. Money's, forgive me, rich in such mischief. Trust officer, debt service, common thief. These phrases all want to have it both ways and sag at the middle like decrepit beds. Religious freedom, doesn't that sound good? And some assisted living when we're old and in our cryptic dreams the many dead swirl like a fitful snow. We'll wake and not think of our living wills or property. We'll want some breakfast. Our memories will be our real estate, all that we've got." Oxymorons, a poem by William Matthews from Search Party Collected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.